Welcome to the Pixel Shadow. I'm MangleFox70. Ever since the big ice storm that hit Ontario, Canada, a few weeks back, our internet at the studio has been hit or miss. So last week we had to forego the Pixel Shadow since we couldn't connect to the web. But we've got a new internet provider and we're ready to go. Tonight, we'll get right into Mind Test. We'll see an incredible automated bread baking factory and learn to craft food to keep us healthy in the game. Stick around, we've got a great show. Welcome to the show. Our community has been hard at it, building some really cool builds across our creative and survival server. Nathan S21 decided to document one of his and created a fun walkthrough of his automatic bread mill. Not only is it fun, but also neat to see the power of machine building in Mindtest. His mill automatically cultivates wheat, grinds it into flour, bakes the bread, and dispenses it for sale in his shop, which automatically opens during daytime. Let's have a look at the video.
You will notice the doors have now opened. That is achieved by using these Mesicon solar panels, which send a signal to the doors, so when it is light out, the doors automatically open. When it's dark, they close. Don't worry if you're inside and the doors close on you. We have these pressure plates here that'll open the doors as well. So if you are on the inside and you want to leave, you just step on those pressure plates and the doors will open for you if it's nighttime. We do have a little flour or a bread shop here in the corner. $1 will get you 10 loaves of bread. Now, of course, you're seeing my interface here because, again, I placed it. You would not see that kind of a screen. Then we have some little signs here telling us what to do. So it tells us here, pay with wheat. Place seeds in other chests first. Other chest being this one right here. If you place wheat first, you'll lose the wheat. You need the same amount of wheat as you have seeds. Here it tells us we'll get one bread for every wheat seed in the chest over here. This one tells us take your cooked bread and thank you for using the service. And then this one tells you check out the loft for behind the scenes to look. So let's try this out. Okay, I have 13 wheat seeds. So I'm going to need to place 13 pieces of wheat. So I'll go ahead and put 13 pieces of wheat into this chest as my payment. Now this is going to operate with a little system set up in here. You can't really see too much of it from this window, but we have a blinky plant there and a itemwise filter injector, which is pulling wheat out. And then it pulls the seeds, and then the seeds turn to bread. Now this is actually not 100% really cooking those seeds you're putting in. You're actually getting out different ones than the ones you're placing in. You can kind of see the machinery from up top here. Notice there's a labyrinth of pipes and injectors and detectors and wires. But you know what? Seeing as how I'm a service personnel, let's take a behind the scenes look. We'll go right through here where it says service persons only. Please keep your hands to yourself and do not touch any of the devices. We are not liable if you are injured, wounded, or died while on this tour. All right, so I just had to get that disclaimer out of the way. My legal department told me I had to do it. So here we have our first chest. That's where we put our wheat. The blinky plant here, every time it blinks, sends a signal and pulls one piece of wheat through. As the wheat flows through, it sends a signal to this Mesicon wire, which signals this itemized filter injector, which sends one wheat seed. When a wheat seed travels through this detecting pneumatic segment, it sends a signal to this injector, which should be preferring the bread type, but isn't. Whoops. And every time it gets a signal, it is sending a loaf of bread up in there. So we put 13 seeds in here. Our seeds are now all gone, and 13 bread are available for us to take. Now, the way I stay in business doing this, because obviously this all cost me, I had to build everything here, the wheat that you use to pay goes into this auto crafter. Once I get 4 pieces of wheat, I get 1 flour. That flour runs through this pipework system right into the furnace here. Furnace ejects it out into this chest here. For every 4 loaves of bread that somebody takes through and cooks, I gain 1 loaf of bread in my machine. This is how I can sell bread at low prices, because I am basically making bread as my money.
That video was filmed on the Pixel Shadow Survival Server. To watch the full video, click here. Now it's time to get into some of my builds. Today we're looking at my restaurant, and I'll be showing you something you really need to know before our extreme PvP survival server launches, how to craft food. As you can see here, I was in the game while I was saying all that, but I got timed out. I'll probably be timed out quite a lot today. Before the show, I've already been timed out about 5 times, maybe. There we go. Okay, so this is what I was pointing at before I was timed out. So this is what I was pointing at when I was talking, but this is what I've made. Most of you know what this is.
Hey, everyone!
He, right over here, is saying, Mingle is grand. And as you can see, the spawn is right here, so when you spawn in, that's the first thing you see. And then the villager here is saying, yes, and I have a far reach. Wow. So today, I'm on the creative server just for a bit because there are some really neat things that I want to show you. Right here, I'm going to skip past it because it might take a little bit, but one of our fellow users named Speckled Lady has been building some quite impressive builds lately. Let me just find it. Including a T-Rex, a snowman, a ginormous pickle, things like that. It is hilarious. Let me find it. Okay, here, over here. So I'll turn off full range view, and that's, so this is the snowman. It is amazing. I could never build something like that. So he's got hot chocolate, I think. He's got, with a candy cane, he's got a scarf with icicles on it. That's just amazing. I could never build something as good as this. We also have the Up House, which a lot of you probably know what this is. And I need to update my mantis. The fence texture is a bit broken. But inside, she's decorated it with quite a few things. And if you see her online, she's a magical pickle with a cape. This is basically what her skin looks like. So she's a derpy pickle with a cape. So it's a pickle, super pickle cape. You go closer up to this with a ginormous pea. Really good. And then, as you can see over here, there is a ginormous T-Rex. She's used the cave realm's teeth for that, and that looks neat. Let's go check that out. And yeah, so she's built lots of things, and I'm pretty sure this is by her too. Is this Rapunzel? Oh wow. Let's see what's in here, shall we? Rapunzel, Speckled Lady. Okay, so there's a random piece of leaves, not quite sure why, but this is the Rapunzel castle. This is amazing. I would not have the patience to build something like this. Oh my goodness, what is this? What? Is this from Rapunzel? Oh my goodness, that was not expected. Some sort of lizard dude. Oh my goodness, that's freaky. Let's go check out the top. This is really nice. Doesn't appear to stick out of the top. It would be really cool if it did. If like the tail was hanging out, that would be really cool. But otherwise, she's built quite a lot of very impressive things. I would not have the patience to do anything like this, any of this sort. So she's done a really good job. Now we're gonna go over to survival, show you some good crafting recipes on how to craft food and stuff, and show you off a restaurant. Me and a few other friends have helped participate building. This, as you can see here, is the restaurant. We have chairs all over the place, and a Tetris machine, and also, as most of you have probably spotted, we have two chests. This is owned by Tots. Food for sale with 50 apples, and then below in the chest is food. Only one mind geld node for one food. So I have quite a lot of food. But in this video today, I'm going to show you how to craft every last one of these items. So I have rainbow juice, which is actually a really good recipe. I have soda, I have meat, I have apples, orange juice, bread, apple juice, baked potatoes, bowls, chocolate powder, cocoa beans, dark chocolate, and oranges, tomatoes, and every single kind of food that you can possibly get in my test that I could craft. There are a few types of soups, and I have sold out of a few foods, but the soups need water buckets, which aren't... which currently do not have recipes on our server, and the other foods I have sold out of. So if you notice foods that aren't in my chest, then it's probably either uncraftable at the moment or I have sold out. So let me go back into the restaurant and search out food. There is quite a lot of food, so I'm gonna make every last one of these. So in order to make apple juice, you will need a drinking glass and an apple. So I'm gonna collect all of these items. I'm not gonna get it out of my chest or anything because that would be too short of a video. I'm gonna make every last piece of food the way it is. So, drinking glass, let's see how you craft that. Okay, so I'll do one, and that'll get me 14 drinking glasses with all of the glass. Now, let's go find an apple tree. Here we go, a few apples on this tree. Oh, what? Put that up, shall we? You're a bit freaky. No, I'm not gonna do it. This is a good amount of apples for me to use. If we come to the bits that take a lot of apples, I might take it from the chest. Because there are quite a lot of apple recipes, so let's make apple juice. So that'll get you 4 apple juices with 1 drinking glass and 1 apple juice. So let's make this all into apple juice. And we have 32 from only 8 apples and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 glass. So let's see how to make a baked potato. So cooking a potato. So in order to make a potato, you need 1 apple and 1 dirt. So I probably have dirt on me. 7 dirt. How did that happen? And let's find another apple. Actually, I might as well just grab a stack from home. But the other things I'll try and grab. It's just hard to find apples, it seems. Let's grab a couple stacks of apples. And put these drinking glasses away. And so let's make as much as these as we can. So we can make 7 baked potatoes. Let's go back into my house and smelt these bad boys up. So, baked potato, 1 baked potato. So these are really good recipes if you're in for food. And there's a really good piece of food that I'll get to at the very end. That heals every single hunger point. Yes, every single hunger point. And it has an amazing recipe. It might seem expensive, but it really isn't. Okay, the next thing. We need a bowl. So let's make some of those because I collected some clay lumps off camera. So let's just make all of them into bowls because I don't really need clay at the moment. Clay you can find in sand under the water. So they look like sand but gray. Then let's see if we can make a bucket of milk. Nope, because there are no buckets. to craft, but let's make cactus juice. A cactus and a drinking glass. I put away the drinking glass. Let's just make some more. Because why not? And let's go find a cactus. If I don't have one on me already, I might. I do not think so, so let's get out of here. Ooh, lots of apples there. Why are there apple trees everywhere? I do not remember these. Someone's been spamming the click button with those saplings. They're everywhere. So I know there's a desert biome over here, so we can collect some cactus if it hasn't already been collected. Just a little one. Nice house over there. Whoa. Those guys are freaky. Whoa, that's neat. Minecart track. But it appears to be no cactus. Cacti. It's disappointing. Oh, wait, no, this is protected. This is a farm, and whoa, that's cool. I like that. Let's find an unprotected bit to have cactus. I think he collected it all and then started growing it. Dang it. Looks like there's some more desert over here. A huge desert biome, yet it doesn't have a single cactus anywhere. Just mossy cobblestone. Typical. Seems to take a long time to find the biomes that you need. And now the world won't generate, please. Just generate. By the time I finish recording this video, I'll be 80 years old. Where am I heading? Really? Is this the same one? How did I not see this? Is this a different one? No, I think this is the same one. So how did I not spot that single cacti? Oh, well. Good thing I spotted it before I went miles farther. Let me go back to it. If I haven't shown you, this is the mansion. I've probably already shown you. Just, my brain hasn't been working very well today. Okay, let's make some cactus juice. Or at least try to. So that gave us 16 cactus juice. Let's try and get myself really hungry so that we can see how much stuff actually does. Cakes. Chicken egg. Sugar. Let's not make that, because I don't have that any in my shop. Let's make some cakes. Let's make 10 carrots. Bit expensive if you're low on apples, but I think it's a fine recipe. Cheese. Nope, you need butter, which you can't do. Let's make some cocoa greens. Let's make 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See, I told you there would be a lot of apple work. Okay, let's make a bunch. Let's make this all into chocolate bars. And then to make cocoa powder, you just have 9 of these. But there's really nothing you can do with it, so I'm not going to craft that because there's really no point for something that you can't do anything with. I don't even think you can eat it. Milk chocolate takes milk, but we can't get milk because there's no buckets. Let's make an orange. Orange is from 5 desert sands, so let's get 10 because there's orange juice as well, so we're going to need some quite a bit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hopefully I counted that right. This is a pretty good location for food. There's quite a lot of apple trees around and a desert. Okay, so 1. What did I do? 1. I should have done all. And my inventory is full. What can I get rid of? I'll get rid of cocoa beans and torch. Okay, the next thing is orange juice, which is just an orange and a drinking glass. So let's make 4 of those. Next, pasta. I don't have any chicken eggs, and it takes forever to get chickens. To find chickens, so let's not do that. Now, you can't make soup yet. And no. Let's see if I'm really... Yes. No. I wouldn't be surprised if I got timed out again. No. Look at my character. That's just so freaky. I'm like a motionless robot. It's actually kind of cool, though. But annoying. Alright. We're back into the game. Hopefully our guy isn't frozen. Okay, good. And let's just put myself into fry mode. Let's resume where we were. So I was showing you how we can't make soup. Chicken soup is from uncooked chicken soup. Take meat, a bowl, but 2 water buckets. But you can't get a bucket. So that's really annoying. Same thing with this. Need 2 water buckets, which sadly we can't use. Sugar is from paper rust, and tomatoes is 4 desert sand. Let's get back over here. Oh, little tiny sand bunny. Don't hurt me. He was so cute. Well, he was. Oh, we can make 1 tomato. And I'm not getting very hungry. And for you eagle eyes out there, you have probably spotted the one that I haven't shown off yet. Let me get out of this so that you guys who didn't notice yet won't be able to see it anymore. So let's find out. As you have already heard before, I told you that whoa, you can't even read Coca-Cola in there because of this. Ooh, spooky. But what this food does, it fills every single hunger point, and the recipe is definitely worth it. You guys have probably guessed if you know lots about this mod, but it is rainbow juice. 1 Nyan Cat Rainbow will make an entire stack of Nyan of rainbow juice. So all you need is a drinking glass, and a Nyan Cat Rainbow will get you 99 rainbow juice. Plus, Nyan Cat Rainbows aren't too expensive if you think about it. Let's get this. It's 1 rainbow block, which is crafted from pink dye, brown dye, yellow dye, green dye, blue dye, violet dye, a piece of stone, and mez crystal, and then obviously this mod. Can't remember what it's called. And yeah, and then you need a diamond block, a wrought iron block, a copper block, a bronze block, a gold block, a mez block, a silver block, and a mithril block will get you a 9-cat rainbow, or you can just find it. As you can see, I have 42 9-cat rainbows. I cloned them. Don't tell anyone. Okay. Okay, so let's get ourselves really, really hungry. So let's prance around. Hopefully don't die from fall damage. Hopefully we won't die from fall damage. But let's try and get ourselves hungry. And oh, I should show you this. This is my automatic wheat farm. Let's see how far this is going. The last time I checked this was 2 weeks ago. It hasn't gotten one. Why isn't it growing? Why? See if there's a block above it, blocking the sky. Hopefully not. That'd be annoying. But it's been like that every second of every day. What on earth? Why won't it harvest? Anyway, this is one of my farms, and none of my plants have been growing. So strange. Okay, let's get ourselves hungry, shall we? And maybe show off some things on the way. Try and skip this, but let's try and get down to no hunger whatsoever. So I'm just going to prance around in this water. If I find something cool, I'll show you. Over here is T. Smith's little place. So, new garden, cool deep cavern, neat, and then there's this, it's cool, whatever's behind it though, saw cutter, and I can't get up again, let's try and get back up, so there's some luxuries, whoa, that's a lot of stuff, I'm just curious, it's a cobblestone, and yeah, so, my quarry is finished, so I'd better get some of that stuff back. Let's show off the amazing dirt house owned by... I'm not sure who it's by. Check the area in a second. I can't get in. Help me. It's just a dirt house. It's very interesting. And it... No, I have frozen again! Maybe I'll just eat the rainbow juice while I can, but you get the idea. Before I get timed up, I'll try to end the video. Anyway, the rainbow juice will fill all of your hunger points, and you get 99 from a single 9-cap rainbow block, which I think is definitely worth it if you do not have enough resources to make more than one 9-cap rainbow to use for decoration. But if you like this video, then please subscribe to join our channel and comment what you like, if you found any more foods that I forgot to mention. I know I forgot how to show how to make bread. I know I did, but I'll probably get timed out again. I do not want that to happen. I'm really sorry about the internet problems, and I will see you in the next video. Goodbye.